Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Is that fear in your eyes of the winter closing in? You said the last one was the last time, but summer's gone and autumn, it's moving on. Is that a tear upon your cheek? Where would you have gone? The nights only get longer. It seems like you had your chance, but now it's gone. Did you stay for love? Did you stay for a home? Did you stay for the want of a better place to go? Well, I just don't know. The color falls from the trees, and the birds take to their wings. That look upon your face, well, it could mean almost anything. Your mother once told you, don't you love a northern man? The cold goes to their heart. Ah, but she don't understand, but now I think you can. Did you stay for love? Did you stay for me? Did you stay because this is where you're meant to be, right here next to me? So I'll put my arms around you beneath this harvest moon, and I can feel the world a-turning through the roots that hold me here, my dear. Did you stay for love? Did you stay for a home? Did you stay for the want of a better place to go? Well, I just don't know. Did you stay for love? Did you stay for me? Did you stay because this is where you're meant to be, right here next to me?
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Minnesota Homebrew from the studios of KSRQ, Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, Minnesota. And if you're more than 60 miles away from good old TRF 56701, You'll have to listen online at radionorthland.org. Hi, everyone. I'm your host, Carl Unbehound. And for the next hour, we'll be playing nothing but original tunes by Minnesota singer-songwriters, except we do have an outstate artist this evening. That first song was Under the Harvest Moon by Dave Coffell. Dave was raised in the fertile farmlands of central Minnesota. His songwriting reflects both his rural roots and his lifelong musical explorations. We're playing a couple tunes tonight because it's Twin Spins night, and these songs by Dave Coffell are off of his 2012's No Substitute for You CD. And for you folks who like to get out and have a couple beers and listen to some fine music, Dave will be performing this Saturday, March 14th at Dawsonville, Georgia. Now, Dave loves the traipse around the countryside, and he's just a fine performer. I've heard him once, twice live, and it doesn't get any better than Dave Coffell. Here's his second song of the evening. This one is titled, well, it's the title song from No Substitute for You. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
Blankets keep me warm, these walls keep me from harm, but they ain't no substitute for you. Got visions in my head as I lie here in this bed, but they ain't no substitute for you. There ain't no substitute for you. There ain't no substitute for you. Well, I don't know where to start to mend this broken heart, and there ain't no substitute for you. Now there's a woman I could see who says she will set me free, but she ain't no substitute for you. There's something I could take to help me sleep or stay awake, but it ain't no substitute for you. There ain't no substitute for you. There ain't no substitute for you. Well, I tore a great big hole in the bottom of my soul, and there ain't no substitute for you. Well, I've got dreams to keep me company when I sleep, but they ain't no substitute for you. Sometimes this guitar sings, does most of my favorite things, but it ain't no substitute for you.
Think about your love, and there ain't no substitute for you.
Was Old Steel Train by the Fattening Frogs, a band born out of love for the backroads music of America's past. They play rock and roll in its original spirit by cranking up the electricity on the music of the juke joints, hootenannies, medicine shows, and tent revivals of yesteryear. And if you'd like to hear the Fattening Frogs, their next gig, it's posted on their website, the Fattening Frogs, and there's no G on the end of fattening. TheFatteningFrogs.com is Friday, March 27th at the Old Pine Theater in Pine Island, Minnesota. That's down on the way to Rochester from the Twin Cities. We're doing Twin Spins this evening. Here's the second song by the Fattening Frogs. This one's titled Coming Home.
Thank you. Sang all the popular songs of the day, sang them hard in a soulful way. He worked the local clubs and bars while the people all talked and drank and danced, and at the end of the night he come home in his car with the radio on. He was grouchy as hell in the morning.
Hey, turn that TV down.
But he'd take me fishing in the afternoon. Never caught a fish, but we stayed in tune. Taught me how to play poker, how to fix a car, how to try to stay happy and stay out of the bars. And he taught me how to play the blues guitar better than him. Daddy was a music man. He lived for the here and now. The singer's gone forever, but the music is still around. I guess he never was that good, at least he never made it big. But he made some tapes and one LP, and he sang at home for Mom and me. And his eyes would close and his voice would grow, and the whole world stopped and his voice got low. He said, son, you gotta play with soul and live the same way. Daddy was a music man, he lived for the here and now. The singer's gone forever, but the music is still around. He taught me this one.
That was Nigel Ague singing about his musical upbringing in jolly old England. Nigel spent most of his adult life in the Twin Cities and after retiring, tried to jumpstart his career, and he did some touring down in the southern part of the United States, but tells me that it's just very, very difficult. And I know what a talented guy Nigel Egg is. And he's recorded a few CDs. He's even performed up here in Thief River Falls. And let's hear another song off of his Big Bang Baby Boom CD. I'm hard-pressed to tell you what my favorite Nigel Egg song is, but if somebody forced me to, this would probably be it. Here's Blue Meanie Blues by Nigel Egg. You're listening to Homebrew.
When my happy goes away, the world is cold and gray. It's like evil spirits sucked out all my juice. Thanks to Ringo Starr, I know exactly what they are. I've been bitten by the blue meanie blues. Thanks to Ringo too, I have a way to shake him loose. I built a yellow submarine inside a song. I made it out of words and welded melody and chords. For when them blue meanie blues come along, big blue mean two, so heavy they will drag you to the bottom.
Ho, ho, ho.
Up periscope, there's only one hope. Music is the only way to stop them. Can't be blue or mean in a yellow submarine. It's logically impossible to do. My band begins to play and all my troubles float away. I get back happy from the blue meanie blues. Bottom, up periscope, there's only one hope. Music is the only way to stop 'em. Can't be blue or mean in a yellow submarine. It's logically impossible to do. My band begins to play and all my troubles float away. I get back happy from the blue meanie blues. I slip into my submarine and surface from the blue meanie blues.
I may not know where this path may be leading, but I'm gonna get there someday. There are people who say the grass is greener if I just follow their ways. I'm as stubborn as hell, learn to fight for myself. I give a damn what others may say. I've traveled a long road, it may take me longer, but I'm gonna get there someday. Someday, someday.
that was Someday by Minnesota singer-songwriter Christine Writing. That's W-R-I-D-I-N-G. She's a country music artist with an eye to the future. So much that she's now relocated to Nashville and is working her magic down there with her recently released album, Just the Beginning. Christine has taken to the road with career highlights from this year, including performing at the Country Stampede in Manhattan, Kansas, the Minnesota State Fair, and having her songs aired on terrestrial radio as well as other internet radio and streaming stations. Here's Christine with her second tune of the evening, titled Tight Pants. You're listening to MHB.
Work it, country boy. Here we go. Fabric clinging to the thighs just don't look right on ordinary guys. But fabric clinging to some brawny legs, and guys who know how to wrestle the six string. Well, ooh, ooh, we'll put on a cowboy hat. Ooh, wee, and give me some of that. Tight, tight pants, leather chain or corduroy, only look good. Country boys, work it, work it, work it. Country boys. Woo! You'd never catch Luke Bryan with his denim jeans sagging. Nah, he ain't playing. He fills them out just right. It's such a beautiful sight. Ain't nothing to dislike. Yeah. Ooh, ooh, we'll put on a baseball cap. Ooh, wee, and give me some of that. Tight, tight pants, leather chain, or corduroy, only look good on you, country boys. Tight, tight pants, hallelujah, amen, and they sure do look good on you, country boys. So work it, work it, work it. Country boys, work it, work it, work it. Country boy. Looking good, boys. Gonna lasso me up some Wrangler boots, cause you know they drive me but loves a country boy. Show him how it's done. Woo!
Just chilling of the river in muddy waters, just trying to find a way you last to steal the day back from my past. Just wanna float away. Ooh.
That was the first of two by Becky Ray Dalton. That song was titled Sunny Day. Becky is a Minneapolis singer-songwriter who has emerged onto the Twin Cities music scene, connecting with audiences through her powerful vocals, catchy lyrics, and authentic performances. After 16 years of writing and performing, she's finished a three-year journey of creating her debut album, Ready or Not, from which we took that tune. Just an update on where Becky's performing. Friday, March 13th, she'll be at the American Legion in Osseo, Minnesota. Sunday, the 15th, she'll be at Seward Community Co-op in Minneapolis. So check those out. Here's Becky Ray's second song of the evening. It's the title tune from her Ready or Not CD.
Ready or not, here I come. Oh, 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 o time's off. Sweet little angel, she's ready to tangle. Turn around and she's gone. Long tall Sally gets his thrills in the alley, living on the city streets. Then there's Tutti Frutti, one sweet cutie, loves everyone she meets. Living the big road, big road, big road, living those big road blues. Big road, big road, big road, big road, living those big road blues. Proud Mary took a job in the city, working for the man every day. Till Hey Joe said, I shot my baby dad, run the Mexico way. His life away. Long John Silver got his finger on the trigger, wishing his gal would stray. Living the big road, big road, big road, living those big road blues. Big road, big road, big road, big road, living those big road blues. All dizzy when she walks that way. The hoochie coochie man's got a plan waiting for you all to see. Brown sugar, her Uncle John took her to a place she's never been. Hey, good looking, what you got cooking? Burning down the house again. Living the big road, big road, big road, living those big road blues. A big road blues, and mama living those big road blues. Living those big road, big road, living those big road blues. Big road, big road, big road, big road, living those big road blues.
Crossing the border to see what other songwriters are brewing up on Minnesota Homebrew.
One of my favorite groups, and certainly one of my favorite songs here on Minnesota Homebrew, that was Pete Moss and the Spreaders, our outstate artist from North Dakota, comprised of guitarist Greg Pete Moss Norman, who writes and sings all the material, drummer Dave Skin Jeffrey, and guitarist Lee Dembones Barnum. They have two CDs to their credit, Big Stakes and Breaking Bones, both recorded at Whiskey Sam Studio in Grand Forks. They are amazingly talented. Let's do another song here by Pete Moss. This one's titled Missing You. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
Thank you.
by. At times I cry. I guess I'm missing you. Your picture's on my wall. Just about says it all. I guess I'm missing you. Missing you. At times I sit and stare. God knows I care. I guess I'm missing you.
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
From VinePair.com, written by Elliot Routh, faced with $1 million premium for upgrades to its wastewater treatment plant, the citizens of a Montana town found a money-saving solution in an unexpected place, a local brewery. 3 years ago, the town of Havre, Montana, faced a problem despite a previous costly update to its wastewater treatment plant. The town's water still had issues with phosphorus and nitrogen levels, which can cause dangerous algae blooms in rivers and lakes. A further upgrade to meet new Environmental Protection Agency standards was estimated to cost $1 million. Before paying up, Havre Wastewater Superintendent Drew Newfield approached Michael Garrity, the owner of Triple Dog Brewing, with an idea. What if Triple Dog donated its spent grains to help normalize the water's phosphorus and nitrogen levels? Spent grains, which remain after the brewing process, can account for up to 85% of a brewery's annual byproduct. While they are no longer useful for making beer, they still contain nutrients that can feed naturally occurring chemical-fighting bacteria. Newfield and Garrity spent 2 years fine-tuning their method. Now, every morning, workers at the Havre facility shovel 16 gallons of a spent barley slurry gathered from Triple Dog and two other local breweries into the water as it heads to the treatment facilities. The results have been overwhelmingly positive. Not only has the innovation saved Havre taxpayers an estimated $16,000 annually in chemical costs, it has removed the need for a costly upgrade to their facility altogether and earned the town praise from the EPA. Now other towns in Montana are trying their hand at using beer waste to help clean their water. Given the rapid growth in Montana's craft beer industry, there's ample opportunity for collaboration. Well, how about that? Joshua J. Schmidt from Lutzen to Minneapolis. He's gone through many musical transformations from forming the Vintage Mink to Joshua James to Josh von Mink and now back to his birth name, Joshua J. Schmidt. He's established himself with hard work and sheer talent in many different styles, transcending classic folk rock, releasing it into boundaries yet unexplored by typical singer-songwriters. And Josh is also the songwriter and lead singer in the group Step Rockets. That first song was titled Little Black Charms from his 2010 CD. We want to thank you for listening. Never forget, whether you're talking music or beer, shoot for quality over quantity. Here's Joshua J. Schmidt capping off our show with a song from his brand new project, Cryote, and this tune is titled Good Medicine. See you next week on Minnesota Homebrew. Thank you.
They say life is not fair when it's unfair to you. Love is all around if you believe it's true. It's like you know exactly what I'm facing without walking around it faking. It's life and what it's taking. Now I cannot replace it. You don't care just where I've been. You give me that good medicine. Like a spoonful of sugar for my suffering. Well, your love is good medicine.
Cause I cannot face myself tonight.